share, you do.
Well, if they don't have any accumulation, mm-hmm. there's no, they won't be interested no matter what I do.
But I think I understand your point, because in the West, our children haven't been exposed to Dhamma, to even the words of Panya or understanding. It's not part of our culture, whereas in the East, we think of people being educated at such a young age with Dhamma.
That in any country, even Thailand, better have no understanding rather than having the wrong understanding.
And I'd like to add to that that when you were young, did you know, you were brought up in America, did you hear the Dhamma? It wasn't until you went out and the right conditions happened for you. It's the same for me, same for you.
And same for your children too.
Yes,
that's true. I think it's a mistake to think that any of the problems are different in the West or the East. Or wrong view is wrong view anywhere. It's,
And in a sense, something has to drive you to the Dhamma almost. Most people, it's suffering of some sort. Well, maybe not drive you, but, you know, turn your mind to it for some reason.
Yeah.
If life goes too sweetly, then not particularly interested.
Yeah.
With no reason to be.
But I don't think so.
No,
I don't think that's right. No, I don't think it
just
requires...
Just projecting my own experience.
I don't think it requires...
Otherwise one will run for trouble.
Because
in order to have interest in Dhamma.
I think it's mixing up cause and result.
Okay.
You know, one thinks, oh, if one hadn't had this terrible hardship or experienced this loss, one wouldn't be interested in Dhamma. But actually, one's interested in Dhamma because there have been the conditions to consider and reflect over many lifetimes. So when one hears, it makes sense. So,
I say the first condition, the first noble truth is the truth of suffering, you know, dukkha. And I think there's got to be understanding at some, well, the Buddha himself in that lifetime was shielded. But then the moment there was the right condition, you know, the right...
Yeah, I think that all situations can be the proof of understanding.
Can be the
proof of understanding. Whether we are listening to the soft music, sweet music, or while the medicine is bitter, anything, any reality can give us the understanding of our own accumulation for understanding.
Not just difficult or unfortunate ones.
Otherwise one will be lost in pleasure, not knowing that it has to be understood as a reality, different reality too. So any moment, any situation is the proof for one's own development.
Sorry, I was talking about, I was springboarding off Christine's question about, you know, wanting her children to understand, was that actually rung the bell and said, this is true.
Not just thinking.
Totally.
We can think a lot, different ways, different situation, but it's only thinking, not an island.
But a goodie that I ask all the time. Is there anything that we can do in this life for other beings, animals? I mean, I know in, I think Robert Kirkpatrick mentioned something about five bats that we're hearing the monks talk about the Dhamma, and they had a good rebirth. There was a frog that was squashed after hearing the Buddha, and it had a good rebirth. And I was wondering if there's anything, and there was a horse mentioned this morning. So I wondered if there was anything for dogs.
And cats.
And cats.
No, cats,
never mind.
Dogs. And pandas, yeah. Tigers.
The answers are always the same.
Yes.
Since there is no self, can there be our friends, our families, and so on?
No, there can't be. I keep forgetting about that all the time. Forget it all the time.
What do you forget?
Anatta.
Oh, anatta, yeah.
And I was just going to also sort of follow on a bit from our last thread this morning about the man with the stumpy arm at Rajagiha, because, and we said its concept or situation at that moment, and I was going to say yes, and what is the suffering that we are, you know, there's the object of our compassion at that moment.
What is the
suffering that is the object of our compassion at that, our compassion when we feel compassion for that person?
What's at the story level?
What is the suffering?
Story.
What is the object of the compassion?
Well, it is the story you create about this man and difficult life and
Nothing to do with the present moment. There's no suffering, not necessarily any suffering at that moment at all. And we don't know when he goes home is the, you know, we just imagine. Because for us it would be terrible to be in that situation. But
that's true. And a perfectly...
Well, we imagine it would be.
Needy and... So I know that to teach the Dhamma to them would be very helpful, but what about the physical needs of these people?
Dana, sila, bhavana. Not just only studying.
So do we need to be aware of our intent as we're giving, or the stories that are coming through in our minds, or just the moment of the...
Can one do that?
Well, the thoughts arise and we're aware of the thinking and sure, why not?
Can one?
Yes.
So have it more, if one can.
Yes, the other comment I had on this morning's discussion about being engaged versus just having compassion or whatever is that, I mean, it's not an either or thing, is it? I mean, a person who tends to be more concerned at a welfare level about other people would continue, you know, to be so, but with a purer, with purer gusala. And the person who is less concerned at that to act or be proactive in that way would still be have the same general set of tendencies, I suppose. But I mean, in either case, there would be more skill in whatever course of action.
Lonely, though, isn't it?
What is? It's very lonely.
Anatta.
Who's lonely?
Being alone. But I like to be able to choose to be with people occasionally, to be with others occasionally.
Someone can be alone outside, and someone can be so pity with understanding of reality. By knowing that there is no self, feeling is just feeling.
Feeling is just feeling. Yeah. There's actually no self to be alone.
That's so difficult because we cling so much to feeling. That feeling is
That's
just
why
feeling.
Buddha pointed out attachment is to be eradicated or eliminated gradually until there is none when one has become an arahata.
So it's just go slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Not try to click a switch and be that thing that I can't yet imagine. And it makes you blind.
It does.
As one is sitting, there is visible object, there is sound, and it reminds oneself that there is no understanding of all these realities yet. By knowing that, no time to feel lonely.
Yes.
Because Panya and Sati is there working the function, developing understanding.
But when they don't arise,
clinging and comes as your master of any.
The teacher.
Yeah, the teacher.
Teacher and follower.
So, is some of the last to go would be the self-cherishing? Is it so? Do the lopa, the dosa, all of these other kilasas disappear
Excuse
first?
Excuse me. When we talk about seeing. Is there any understanding? Seeing is not me, not self. Or just follow the word, seeing is not self. No considering. about the characteristic of seeing, which is different from the object which is seen, for that very moment. And then next moment is hearing. Again, there must be that reality which can hear, so sound can appear. Both are not self. I think that there is a lot to do instead of being lonely, because the realities are there, ready for awareness or even thinking about it as it is, as just a reality, different reality, and it's not the direct awareness yet. So when direct awareness arises, it is aware, so one knows. There can be some level or degree of piti who taught us to know the characteristic of a reality like this, see, and can help the teachings and help us to develop more and more understanding until there is no one at all, because everything is lost unknowingly all the time. It's like when we said before that when we were not born to this world yet, we didn't have anything from life up to now. So when it's time to lose, it's exactly that last life that we didn't have this life at all. So why regret? It's the same thing. Okay. Never have. And then it shows that everything is just temporarily.
So it's just relax.
Understanding. Yeah. So develops it.
You speak about pity, you mean enthusiasm about it.
Yeah, to understand, to understand. Yeah.
To understand.
Instead of being regret, to know it.
And when we are only thinking, it keeps us so busy that we are not feeling lonely.
Mm-hmm. When you say that anatta is a lonely sounding thing and something that you react to, if we were to say visible object is anatta, do you have any problem with that? Sound? Smell, taste, touch? Seeing?
No.
Hearing?
No.
Thinking?
No. Compassion?
So it's actually the idea, the idea of self being not self.
It is.
That is the problem, rather than realities being not so.
What about rupa, though, when you think of it? I think it's easier to identify with this body as being self. Even, I mean, the hearing could be gone, the sight could be gone, the smell could be gone, the taste could be gone, and yet we still have this feeling that the body for sure must be self. Still, it must be here.
Where is the body?
Well, if you want to say in this space, in this moment.
Thinking. Can you really find the body?
I don't know, but when you pinch really hard.
Is that body?
This box experience. Is this really body? This is form.
What is body?
Form.
You mean your palm? Your finger? What is the.
Rupa.
Reality of it, not the whole is rupa. One rupa is experienced at a time as not you, not the palm, not the leg, not the head.
Then why do we have this impression? So it, you're just saying it's just thinking, because we, as we're sitting here, we think that this is us.
Without thinking, seeing sees visible object, no more. Without thinking, hearing hears a sound, no more, see? Mm-hmm. Nobody at moment of hearing.
Do you want something?
Okay, thank you.
Do you mind it coming off here? It's,
it doesn't matter.
It's, okay. It's clean.
Mm. As long as there is body, it's my body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about consciousness? Consciousness. It seems more me, soul.
Yeah,
me for sure. That's the final one.
Surely that must be me.
Clinging clings to the five khandhas, not just one khandha, not just rupa, also to vedana, sanya, yes, sankhara, and vinyana.
There's nothing before you but clinging to.
I'll find something. Yeah, I know, clinging. I know, I know.
I just don't remember it all at all.
If life just goes on as it's always gone on, the experiences just as they've always been experienced, but the problems in life are gradually lifted one by one, does that make it any more lonely? So that's the path of Satipatthana. Just everything carries on just as it always has, seeing, hearing, thinking, no changing. But as understanding develops, the burden what causes the difficulties in life.
The body, or is there no body?
Well, you keep telling us there's no body.
But for you, is there body or no body?
If I think about it,
there is a body.
There's a body.
Your body. That's why we have to develop understanding in order to eradicate the idea of my body, my citta, my feeling, my wisdom, my kusala, my akusala. Otherwise, no need to develop anything at all. Since there is the idea of my body, it means that it needs development to understand that there is no body.
So why is it that we're in this mess?
That's right.
Yeah. In reality, what is mat and what is this moment? It's real. This moment is real. But what is it?
Ignorance, that we don't understand.
Rupa is rupa. Nobody can change the characteristic of rupa to be the nama at all. And nama is nama. Nama arises by conditions, like rupa arises by condition. In terms of element, one can see that hardness is a reality, it's real. But does it belong to anyone? As rupa cannot belong to anyone, should nama, which is conditioned to arise as an element, belong to anyone? So,
no one.
No one. Until it's then. Panya can eradicate the wrong view, wrong idea about self. Otherwise, we don't need Buddha's word to understand the path leading to become less and less attachment by having more and more understanding of realities.
When you explain it this way, it seems, I don't want to use the word easy because...
Or no argument.
No argument, obvious. Right, thank you. No argument. It seems so... correct, and oh, we all understand.
So it's proof that Buddha's words are correct. Every word.
But when we leave here, then we forget and we think,
we haven't
no,
considered.
I want to get it exactly on the word so I can read it again and
so
again and again.
Until
again.
It's become your own understanding. See?
Yeah. We have not considered all this enough because we hear it again and again for more than 30 years.
Because I want to memorize the words exactly so I can reflect and reflect and reflect and reflect. This is what I find very helpful.
Actually, you've mentioned this several times, that one can't just tell people what is right or what is true, because the important thing is to, you know, we all have to develop our own understanding. So it's not a matter of just memorizing or repeating it, because it really has to... be deeply understood, right?
So it feels like you point the way for all of us.
Buddha.
Or the Buddha. Yeah. The Buddha points the way.
Yeah.
But the realization is, must happen.
So we understand the meaning of Buddha, his virtues, his compassion, his purity, not for anything, just for giving. Giving right understanding until it's perfectly developed. no more akusala, no more sorrow, no more loneliness. Everyone can have such feeling because there is no understanding of that moment as a reality. By knowing that that moment can be object of understanding, it can condition awareness, even not many times, but it begins.
And remembering also, remembering over the last few years how everything just seemed so hard, and then perhaps reading, say, part of the Visuddhimagga or some of the suttas, and actually realizing, yes, I do understand a little bit more. It's sometimes that's helpful that you can see for yourself that something's grown. But it's just so slow.
When there's more understanding, there can be more understanding of reality.